as directed.
What do we have going on? Did I know there's been a nuclear attack in Washington or something? What is that all about?
Almost.
Did you just go to the bathroom for too long, Rich?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Perfect. Here we are. Welcome. So
how did we have, like, dead air that reminded
you? Oh, yeah, we had dead air. Welcome to the show.
Dead air. Perfect. Love that. It's the American way. Dead air. The concept of dead air and how that term came to me, that would be something for a treatise. And as I am at the university in, this is a great place of learning where I am today, in Stevensville, Texas, at Tarleton State University, in the studios of the radio station on the campus. And I should remember the call letters. It's KTRL, right? KTRL for Tarleton. Woo-hoo! KTRL. So, in the meantime, in between time, I'm hearing a lot of things, Richard, that I'd like you to work on. And so the best way for us to fix whatever is going on is for you to have a couple of commercials handy by.
Sure.
And then we'll get to the business of the day on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
All right, it's 13 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Stevensville, Texas, the studios of KTRL. It is KTRL, right? Oh, why am I having a hard time with that?
did we do this already?
Yeah, we did. I don't know why I'm having a hard time with that. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug. Here's a story that I want to somehow or other find a resolve for or to. The story, you may have heard the story about this wonderful, sweet thing called smoke. How many people know the story of smoke? Raise your hands, please.
You mean like fire?
No. I mean like in a donkey.
Huh?
Smoke. Yeah. There's a donkey who has been a mascot in Iraq. And the donkey is the cutest thing. If you go online, I bet you if you Google smoke, first thing you see is a picture of this donkey. What happens with this donkey is up to some kind of bureaucratic bungling and fumbling and mumbling around. There is a Marine colonel whose name is John Folsom, who was a commander over in Iraq in 2007, 8, and 9, I believe. And they found smoke, he and his men found smoke over there, and they adopted smoke. A lot of donkeys were wandering around in Fallujah. They don't think about donkeys in terms of Iraq.
I got a picture of a donkey with a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah, good for you, Richie.
Relax. You said Google, and the first thing will come up. All right, here he is.
So the Marine Logistic Group has tried out, why is this so difficult? I mean, all the stuff that they've shipped back and forth.
All I want to do is get a donkey back from the Middle East.
Yeah, all they want to do is bring back a donkey. What is the big deal? How is this so difficult?
I don't understand.
There are regulations, according to the higher-ups, regulations that prohibit pets in the war zone. Okay, want the pet in the war zone. Well, now they're finding, he said, well, what were you doing with it?
And then the poor donkey has to wait.
Yeah, poor Smoke the donkey.
I mean, my thing is, if I can't bring a chicken back from Colombia, how in the world can they bring a donkey back from the Middle East, from Iraq?
You put them on a plane, and you put them in a little...
Then you have somebody saying, well, if he can bring a donkey back, why can't I bring... I mean, I can understand if it's a service dog that you've been using.
They have service donkeys, Rich.
Do they? Is this a service donkey? Have they taught him to be helpful? I don't know.
I don't know either. I just wonder if he got the pat down before he got on the plane.
I mean, they put all kinds of jackasses in Washington on airplanes. What's one more? Yeah.
That's the point. Thank you, Rich. The punchline is, there are plenty of jackasses in Washington. What's one more?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can't work toward it. I don't know what we do is we all pray for this or we think, hey, let's have a there's no money involved in this. There was a there was an Operation Baghdad Puppies program run by the SPCA that started in 2008, and they brought 250 dogs and cats to the United States that were saved by soldiers in Iraq.
That's cool.
All right, so they bring this. So here's one of the things that is a part of this is that people say it costs too much money. There's a sheik who has offered to get the donkey for from this place. No questions asked. He'll have him shipped from Iraq to America, $30,000. All right? That's the deal.
For $30,000, I'll get the donkey back for you.
I see a new business for us, shipping donkeys.
Yeah. Those are our friends in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Our pals. All right, sorry, I wanted you to know the story of smoke. At any rate, 13, 14, 15, 16 past the hour, We have with us Dr. Barry Lambert. As I said, I'm at the studios of KTRL at Tarleton State University, Stephenville, Texas, about 100 miles south and west of Dallas. As we travel across the country, we being Bob and Bob Kay, who is my general manager and my traveling companion when we do this, and my darling Charlotte, who is handy by. She's enjoying meeting new people, finding new places to peep and to poop and pee. And other than that, well, but it is the big deal here is finding new places to poop and pee. One of the things about Tarleton State University, my friend Dominic DiTavio, who was the former general manager at Heidelberg, is now a the slip state. President Tarleton was president of Heidelberg, so that's how I have a connection here. And the radio station is carrying the program. So what we're going to do during the course of the day today, excuse me, bring you some of the highlights, if you will, of life in this part of Texas. And this school specifically is an ag school. It's one of the Texas A&Ms. I think there are 11 of them. Barry Lambert is a Tarleton professor in the Agriculture Department, Environmental Sciences. There are 11. Am I right? The Texas A&M University system has 11 schools.
I believe that's right, yes, right. Sir.
You sound like you're from Texas, man. Yeah. How about that? This guy sounds like he's from Texas. Woohoo! All right, so you're the dairy guy.
That's correct.
In the ag school, there has to be a dairy school, and we all know my affinity for cows. I think probably Dominic told you that I have a herd of about 300 Jersey cows in Massachusetts. And it seems to me the last time I was here, there was some culling being done. There was a, whether it was Jerseys going and Holsteins staying or the other way around. You have a herd of both Holsteins and Jerseys? You have other breeds here?
Well, here at the university, we have a mixed herd currently. We have it's a mostly a Holstein herd,
yeah.
In this area, predominantly it's Holsteins. If we look, you know, at our producers in this area,
right?
We're getting ready to we're just in the final stages of a new dairy center, the Southwest Regional Dairy Center. That'll be a brand new facility.
So, with the in the world of agriculture, in the world of dairy specifically, it would seem that there aren't opportunities. How is it that people are going through? It's one of the few places in the country where people are going and actually getting some enthusiastic support for going into dairying, because dairying, the shrinking sign of the family farm especially, is represented by my farm in an area that's in suburban Boston where people think it's like the zoo. It's that unusual to have a dairy farm in an area like that. So how down here you're training people, trying to encourage people to get into dairying, how much of a challenge is that?
Well, it's a bit of a challenge. We've had just wonderful support from our university administration, you know, as we've gone through the process.
What kind of support, though, do you get from the big operator? The largest fluid dairy company in the world is located in Texas, and they control the fluid milk supply over, I think it's about 70%. Dean Foods, Suiza, they have, they're not friends of guys like me, and I don't feel great about them. But having said that, they don't own the farms. There are a lot, the farms are independently owned, and as a result, the challenges of having the incremental size, that's got to be something that you have to deal with when you're teaching these kids about what they're going to go out in the world and deal with, isn't it?
It is, and you know, on a day-to-day basis, I think we're not necessarily training students to go operate dairies because, like you said, the family farm is going away, unfortunately, and it's going more and to more and more larger dairy farms.
So what are you teaching them?
Corporate. Well, we're really teaching students about the technology that agriculture is embracing, as you know. I mean,
technology in terms of how to milk the animals, how to grow the animals, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, as well as nutrition,
repro. Let's hold on to that thought. Barry Lambert is here at Tarleton State University. We're learning about cows. Golly. 21 after on Good Day.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself. providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
15%.
It's 24 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program from Stevensville. This is one of the things you don't expect to find in Texas. I think most people think that Texas is flat and dry, almost like the people who don't come to Texas don't know that Texas is like a country unto itself. There are a lot of different parts of Texas and a lot of different demographics in Texas. Texas is very, and I found that, I don't know how many times I've been across the state of Texas, but I have found that there is, I never would have thought that there was an ag school in Stevensville. I didn't know until Dominic DiTavio came here that there was a place called Stevensville. So in the meantime, we're kind of finding our water wings here. Dr. Barry Lambert joins us. He's an assistant professor in the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences. And we're talking about preparing people for going into this type of agriculture. All of the controversy that you've heard down here, you haven't been able to escape it any more than the rest of the country has. The FDA wanting to get into the family farm, getting into the food supply sources, et cetera, et cetera. Are you teaching the students coming along how to better produce, in this circumstance, we're talking about milk and dairy products, to better produce the quality that seems to be lacking, mostly with the big operators? The small operators don't have the problems the big operators do, but it's something, as you just suggested a few minutes ago, that's where all of this is going. It's big corporate farms, corporate farming, corporate distribution, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and even if they aren't corporate, they're large family farms as well. So, yeah. You know, it really doesn't matter. They're large farms. Yeah, we're working with, you know, certainly we try to expose our students to the best way that we know how. To protect the environment while producing, you know, a quality product.
How much of a problem do you think it really is?
Well,
you grew up on a farm?
I did, yeah. A small farm.
You're milking cows all your life?
Well, yeah, we actually didn't milk cows, but yeah. we raised other livestock. Yeah. But, you know, I think probably any time we congregate huge numbers of animals, we have to deal with the waste. I don't think I would call it a problem. I would call it an opportunity because, you know, with nutrients, there's a lot of nutrients there. We need a lot of fertilizer to grow a lot of crops,
right,
to grow animals.
But the problem is the big guys aren't doing that, and so we need people to come along who do. They're the ones who violate. The small guys are handling it. I do on my farm, as others do. I grew up on it. I don't have to have the knowledge that the kids who are starting who don't know anything. I grew up around it, so I know what to do. But because those circumstances are not being replicated particularly well, you do have to teach these people what to do environmentally and otherwise in order to not have the concerns that many do, which is going back to the way it was in the 1880s and 1890s when farms were filthy and there was a need for pasteurization.
Yeah, I think our farms have a unique challenge, and if we're going to continue to go that way in agriculture, we're going to have solutions to those problems, and that's part of what we try to do here also, not only teach those things, but also in a research capacity, you know, really try to answer those questions, because there's no reason large farms can't do things like you do on a smaller farm.
Right.
And, you know,
and even at mine, I'm considered, in comparison to the way it was when I was a kid, I grew up on a farm that milked 14 cows. And now I milk 65, 70 to 95 or 100, depending on the time of the season, and have 300 cows. That's considered a small farm. But when I look at where it was when I was a kid, it's a big farm.
Correct.
And so we've got all of these different, there's a different reality to deal with. People still want to drink milk and still want to have healthy milk and other products. So that's part of what you underscore here. I want to spend a little bit more time with you in a few minutes. We'll pause, though, as we get to the bottom of the hour. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer and Rich are going to have cows in their focus as well when we come back in a few minutes. 28 after the hour, and good day.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And then average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the incredible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberenTrial.com. That's AmberenTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Just erected.
Shut the door, can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be?
It's 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from KTRL in Stephensville, Texas, the home of Tarleton State University. We're going to spend some time today talking about the usual things that we talk about, but because of my focus on agriculture and because this is an agricultural school, part of the Texas A&M system, we're talking in general about the animal sciences programs that are available here in schools like this. There are other schools around the country that are focused. And the reason that we bring it to the attention of the people listening, Barry Lambert is here, who is a professor in the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences. There are questions that many people in America have about agriculture. You hear that nobody wants to be a farmer anymore, but yet there are a lot of bright young students who are going through these programs, not only campus like this, but on lots of campuses that are learning. We have in Massachusetts, we had 5,000. I think when I started my dairy farm, we had 5,000 farmers, like 160 dairy farmers, but 5,000 people that were involved in agriculture. Now, there are over 7,000 since, I think it was 2006, 2007, I remember having the first statistic, and now a couple of years later, we have 2,000 more people who are interested in agriculture, but we have less land. And that's part of what you have to deal with. And either people are learning how to deal and get more out of the land without ruining the land. They're learning it in a school like yours, or they're learning it through the School of Hard Knocks. And so what kind of student are you attracting? What young person is interested in agriculture? The reason I ask that is because, in, again, my neck of the woods, there are a lot of people who are coming from very non-traditional backgrounds who you wouldn't think have, maybe this is why they want to get into, because they don't know what they're getting into, you think?
Yeah, possibly. So, yeah, if you look at, you know, kind of a cross-section of our students that we attract, you find everything from students who grow up in very high-intensity, large-scale production ag systems, but the average student that we attract probably comes from a background where they do not have a very much or any agricultural background.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, they have a passion for it. I think many times in our society we sort of overlook the importance of agriculture because only 2 or 3% of our population is really
involved.
Well,
what we do is, one of the things that I focus on is how little people know about where the food actually comes from. It's a calamity
Because people don't get that, you know, you hear the stories, oh, we got an FDA thing on spinach, or we got to close down the egg guy because his eggs are no good, or we have to stop the milk flow because there's a problem. When people hear that, they only think of there's a problem at the store because that's where they get their food. So what we need is a wholesale reattribution of interest and emphasis. I mean, what are we if we don't put good things in our body? So we have this locavore movement that has started and has grown. The locavore movement, I'm betting down here, is as important as it is anywhere. People wanting to go to the source. They want to see where the milk's coming from. They want to see where the spinach is being grown. They want to be able to pick their own raspberries. All of that stuff is part of this new national movement. And if we can get beyond the federal government and its stupidity, that's mine. You don't have to agree or disagree, but it is complete stupidity. And that's, on one hand, we say we're supporting local agriculture. And on the other hand, we pass a bill that pretty much puts local agriculture out of business. And these guys, when you confront them with it, they say, oh, well, we didn't know that was in the bill. If we'd have known that, we wouldn't have voted for it. You know, this kind of stuff, is you deal with this every single day. So programs like yours are dependent on the support that you would get from the legislative process here. And agriculture is big in Texas, so we know that there is comfort here. But elsewhere across the country, there's ignorance. And that's really one of my missions in life, is to try to get people to understand what we all knew as kids, that the milk doesn't come from the store, it comes from a cow. And we need to have a healthy cow. We need to be feeding the cow good things. And we can't do that if we keep pushing through the, and this is not, I don't know whether you teach this in marketing here at Tarleton, but the companies that that rely on the input of the dairy farmer to produce milk for them to pasteurize and sell, they're screwing these guys at every turn. So, you know, you've got this foolish reality. Where are we going to get the milk? We get the milk from China. Now, I'm off on a two. What do you talk to? What do you teach the students here? Not only about, we're sort of talking about the animal, but we're also talking about the product itself, where it comes from and what it takes to prepare for a healthy product, in this case, milk and milk byproducts.
Yeah, well, I think we try to have a pretty broad focus because we, like you said, a lot of our students aren't going to be directly employed in the production side, but they're going to be supporting that production side. You know, we need people who can bring the technology that's available globally today to, you know, to the farm.
Right.
It doesn't matter how large that farm is. We can produce a more a healthier product and more economically and more environmentally friendly if we'll use the technology that's out there. So we're not only teaching them to use that technology, but teaching them to be, you know, lifelong learners, so that someday when new technology comes along, they'll embrace it. Which sometimes, you know, agriculture has a bad name for not embracing technology, but if you really study it, you realize that.
Plus, because of guys like me who don't want to. I do the same in the radio world. You saw us working around some of this new technology, and I'm moderately resistant to it because I'm comfortable with the old technology.
Sure.
The same is true. I milk my cows in a stanchion barn. I have a milk pipeline that brings the milk down to the processing plant, and I mean into the tanks, and I sell it raw on the farm. So I'm very careful about how the milk is produced, because I produce milk that is for sale. There are two kinds of milk. Raw milk that is for sale retail and raw milk that is supposed to go to the pasteurization plant, and they're two different processes in essence. But I like the old stanchions, but people don't do that anymore. The big producers, they've got these big parlors, and I know you have one. I saw the old facility, the new one. I don't know how many cows you can milk at the same time over there, but there are these big operators who run 24 hours a day, milk the cows three times. They never stop. There are three shifts. Guys come in. They don't know who the cow is. They just run, they see four udders, they stick the machine, or even worse yet, or better, depending on your point of view, there's nobody, there's no human being, there's an automatic milking machine that goes, the cow comes in, and somehow or other, the machine finds the udders and the teats and puts the machine on the thing and milks the cow, and there's nobody around. It's like flying a plane without a pilot.
Yeah, that's technology for you, isn't it?
Have you got some of that here?
We don't have the robots that milk the cows here at all, but we looked at some of those. Again, we're trying to demonstrate the technology. One of our goals, and we sit down with a group of producers, large and small, and processors, and a large group before we even embarked on this process from the dairy industry, perspective. And so what the producers told us is that they would support us, and they would go to Austin and help us get the money to build this facility, some $11 million or so to build this thing. But they wanted us to do exactly what I think you try to do, and that is to educate the public about where their food comes from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're so many generations now from the farm. We just have a lot of kids who grow up in this country thinking their milk comes from a grocery store. Yeah. And even their parents and perhaps their grandparents don't really fully understand or have an appreciation for, you know, where their food comes from. And so that's one of our goals. And if you come to our center, you'll see that we want people to come through the facility, and it's open, and we want people to see where their milk comes from.
I get a little strident because this is one of my passions, as you can tell. So I get it, I don't need to have a conversation with you. I can have a conversation with myself about this. Anyway, one of the other things that you're doing is overseeing the way to deal with the waste. This is part of the new farm, and where we have these large farms, they're trying to figure out ways of creating energy out of it. So how much of that work are you doing here?
Well, I'm involved in some of that work. We have some scientists from around the state who are collaborating with us to try to extract as much usable energy as we can.
How successful can you be? Are you building the typical pit and gather the gas and use that for energy, or are there other things that you're doing?
There are other things. We're working on some. We're partnering with the private sector in general to do this, because there's a lot of folks out there who have an interest in developing this technology, commercialize
yeah.
it. We're a good place to partner with them. We don't have to bring cash to the table. They will do that
right.
and use our resources and our scientists.
Our
manure, that's right. That's a resource, I mean, without
well,
a doubt. There's no doubt about it. It is a resource.
Yeah, of course it is. That's what we're talking about, using that stuff for good.
Yeah. Well,
not that it isn't always used for good. It can be used to help maintain the fields, but there's a better, perhaps more profitable way to get rid of the big utilities, in a sense. They work with them, maybe. They want you to work with them. I want to get rid of them. But, you know, the goal is the same. How do we produce energy out of stuff that is there and commonly is criticized? People say, oh, look at all the methane that there is in the air. People don't have a clue, really. I mean, it's become the cows are nasty and dirty, and they're creating a horrible world, and we should kill all the cows because they're killing us. Yeah.
Seems that way sometimes.
Well, that is. I mean,
yeah.
you listen to some of these people, these nutbirds, who think that the methane that comes out of the cows is, you know, that's the end. We're all done. We're doomed because there are too many cows. You'll have, that's the way it is. I've used the city folks, that's what they want you to believe.
Well, and you know, so often we do believe what we see in the media.
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
the media is
our only source of information
the only
so many times.
Here's the thing. What we all have to realize is that the media is full of the stuff that comes out of the back end of a cow. That's all you have to know about that, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Right.
I won't say all media. But
okay. Well, not this media.
Correct.
But the news media. We'll sort of highlight the news media. So anyway, you're happy with what is going on here, and I can see that you're manipulated into a place of enjoying what you're doing, because the kids probably help you. They've helped manipulate. When you work around people that are sort of sucking in, it's like a good radio program. If people are absorbing what comes out of the speaker, you feel rewarded. So if you have kids that are sucking this stuff up and taking it, and you see them go out and put into practice what you're teaching them, after all, that's what school's all about. Make any difference where the focus is.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, working with young people who are excited about what they're doing really makes coming to work every day a lot of fun.
Right, and it's all that gas. Amazing. Barry, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Barry Lambert, who's a professor at the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences. Yes, I am strident. Yes, I admit to being passionate about this. And no, I do not apologize. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up.
Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Now 49 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program going across the nation for a week-long tribute to some of the stations that are carrying the program at KTSM in El Paso tomorrow. And then on Thursday, let's see, we're in at Kiva in Albuquerque, Friday at KNTR in Lake Havasu, Los Havasu.
That too.
Los Havasu. All right, so Jennifer's here, Richie is here. I'm getting my Barry. It really, what happens when I do all of this traveling? We have we need to somehow or other create a way for everybody to see what goes on. I think a lot of people would be interested if they go to gooddayshow.com and they listen to the program and they wonder what happens. Normally, when we do this, the program is seamless because of the technology and the stuff and the fact that I've been doing this. And I don't mean this to pat myself on the back, but I've seen or heard or experienced about every curveball that can be thrown, including stuff that just doesn't work. And so every once in a while, it becomes like the it's the perfect storm.
I just
got a new piece of equipment here, and it is a fantastic piece. I'm using it now. I've never used it before. Jennifer's been using it a little bit. Richie has been using it. But it creates out of now the internet a way for me to do the program, so it sounds like I'm in the studio. So we've graduated from
congratulations.
Yeah.
Well,
you're such a technology guru.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it great? Yeah, yeah. Okay, we can hear him. Let him talk. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
D.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
2-1.
Now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios of KTRL at Tarleton State University in Stephensville, Texas, which is, come to find out, not far from where Clay Kohut, who's in charge of our social media, he comes from this neck of the woods, has lots of friends who are students here, and they would have told you to stay in school probably, Clay.
Right? They would have, yeah. I don't know if they'd call themselves my friends either. But
really?
Hello.
Why?
I don't know. They probably would. Friends. Hi, friends.
There are a lot of people who, this is a pretty large school for the town that it's in. The town is about, I think, 14, 15,000, and there are 12,000 students at this institution. And pretty much it's like with a lot of the schools. Now, you may, Clay, know more about this than do I. I just know what Dominic tells me about some of the schools that are in the system. But there are many of the A&M schools that are in communities like this where they are the community. As a matter of fact, there was apparently a school that was fixed to this. They just split off, and it's in a city or a town about 30, 40 miles from here. I forgot. Maybe it's College Station. If you know the school I'm talking about, Clay?
College Station is the actual A&M one, the main branch, I think.
It is. All right, so then it's not College Station that I'm thinking about. There's another school that was broken off from this. At any rate, not important. What is important is that we deal with technology because that's what we spend our time on. Lots of people are talking about Apple CEO Steve Jobs taking another medical leave. And with that announcement, indefinite leave is how it was described. What's going to happen to Apple? Alex Goldfein, who was our technology tailor, has some thoughts and well wishes next here on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
We talk about Apple a lot here on the Technology Taylor Minute, and today's piece is not a happy one. You may have heard yesterday that Apple CEO Steve Jobs announced that he is taking an indefinite leave of absence due to health reasons. Jobs has battled cancer in the past and received a liver transplant in 2009. In addition to the obvious well wishes I send as a customer and an industry observer, I have these thoughts on Apple's business going forward. There are obviously good plans in place for this year and possibly next. The executive team around Jobs can likely execute on these plans, as this is something that they do every day. The very big problem facing Apple is that there is no CEO in business, in any industry, that is more directly responsible for his company's success than Steve Jobs. Apple is successful specifically thanks to Jobs' brilliance. You don't replace Steve Jobs. You only hope he gets healthy and gets back to work as quickly as possible. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
So Steve Jobs takes medical leave from Apple, and so what does this do? The stock price goes down. He's 55 years old. He said he will continue as CEO, still be involved in major decisions. Is this the second time or the third time?
Second time.
Second time.
What's
all
his
right.
illness? What's he?
Pancreatic cancer, which he had beat. But now
it's very unusual because it's pancreatic, as we know,
killed.
You get pancreatic cancer, that's the end of the line. That's Patrick Swayze's story.
That's right, Swayze.
He doesn't look good.
Gonzo.
He hasn't looked good in a while.
He hasn't. No, he doesn't look too good. That's Bob Kay, who's here with me, and Jennifer's online, and Richie's online, and Clay's online. So we all, in this circumstance, have learned a lot about apples. I've learned a lot about them.
It's just so interesting that
children.
It's one brand that is so tied to the. To the president of the company.
Right.
So
that's not
CEO of the company. And you got to wonder, I mean, even though he has taken time off before and everything was fine, how ingrained their ability to keep inventing and creating will be if he's not there.
Yeah. Well, it certainly affects the stock price, no question about that. And the more they talk about him, the more the stock goes down. So that's not. But those people who have Apple stuff, listen, they're not going out of business. There's too much. There's too much tied to it in reality. 59 after the hour on Good Day.